Hello, sweethearts. Thanks for joining me today on Love Letters 2, the daily podcast dedicated to wonderful and unexpected things. In today's episode, continuing through our month of muses and makers, we write to Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe. Muse and maker tales don't always have a true love story behind them, but this one does. Although their love and marriage was not conventional, the story of their partnership is certainly a remarkable one that greatly impacted modern art. I'm Elise Schmitz, and I invite you to join me today for this love letter to Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe, coming to you right after a brief word from our sponsors. Dear Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe, Alfred, you were born on January 1st, 1864 in New Jersey to German Jewish immigrants. Your parents took you and your siblings to Europe to complete high school, and instead of returning with them when you were done, you decided to stay in Germany. You began to earnestly study photography and traveled throughout Europe taking photographs. You became very successful as a photographer in Europe and even published articles about it as an art form. You began winning competitions and built a strong reputation for yourself. Sadly, in 1890, your sister died and you returned to New York. Back in New York, Alfred, you continued with your photography and opened a small business to pursue it professionally. In 1893, you became the co-editor of the American Amateur Photographer. In 1896, you were integral in the formation of the Camera Club of New York and became the vice president. You turned the club's newsletter into a magazine called Camera Notes and took over the publications. Through your working connections in the art world, you became widely known and respected. You soon were seen as a central figure in New York society. Your photographs were exhibited frequently. You also began pioneering new techniques, which were groundbreaking and changed the face of photography. By the early 1900s, you were extremely influential in running the 291 Gallery, which allowed you to promote new artists and also put you at the center of the artistic community in New York City. You mentored and cultivated many other aspiring artists, and even introduced European artists such as Henri Matisse, Auguste Rodin, and Marcel Duchamp to the United States. By 1914, you had become intrigued with the new and modern aesthetics in photography. Soon you would meet a new aspiring artist, and your life would be forever changed. Georgia O'Keeffe, you were born November 15, 1887, on a farm in Wisconsin. You were the second of seven children born to your dairy farmer parents. By age 10, you knew you wanted to be an artist and began taking art lessons. After completing your education, you began teaching art while continuing to hone your skills and craft. When you met, Alfred was 52 years old, already a prominent figure in New York society and a famous photographer. Georgia, you were a much younger 28 years old and completely unknown. But it wouldn't take long before you would make a name for yourself in the art world. It was in autumn of 1915 when Alfred first saw some of your work. Georgia, you had done a series of charcoals that you sent to your friend Anita Politzer. Anita showed your drawings to Alfred at his studio, and he was impressed. You were understandably thrilled when you heard that Alfred was impressed by your work. Alfred showed some of your pieces at his 291 Gallery, and a relationship began between the two of you. Alfred, you were not just interested in Georgia's art, you were interested in her. In fact, you were completely infatuated with her. The two of you started frequently writing passionate letters to each other, many of which still exist today. By 1918, you were clearly in love, and Georgia, you moved to New York. You became a creative muse for Alfred's photography. The photographs were beautiful, inspired, and surprisingly to some, many of them were in the nude. For the next several years, you would serve as muses to each other, and it would be an incredibly creative time for the both of you. Your love affair was nothing if not intense. Between 1915 to 1946, you exchanged 25,000 love letters, often several each day, and some of them 40 pages long. An excerpt from a letter that you, Georgia, wrote to Alfred in November 1916, early in your relationship, you said in part, "I'm getting to like you so tremendously that sometimes it scares me. Having told you so much of me, more than anyone else I know, could anything else follow but that I should want you?" On June 1, 1917, Alfred, you wrote to Georgia after seeing her at an exhibit you gave of her work. "How I wanted to photograph you, the hands, the mouth, and the eyes, and the enveloped in black body, and the touch of white in the throat, but I didn't want to break into your time." After Georgia decided to move to New York, Alfred, you wrote the following day on May 26, 1918, "What do I want from you? Sometimes I feel I'm going stark mad, that I ought to say, 'Dearest, you are so much to me that you must not come near me. Coming may bring you darkness instead of light, and it's an everlasting light that you should live. All I want is to preserve that wonderful something which so purely exists between us.'" You married in 1924. Your marriage was passionate and at times tumultuous. Soon after the marriage, Georgia, you became recognized as a talented and respected artist separate from Alfred. It didn't take long until you were gaining more fame than him, in large part due to his promotion of you. Feeling restless and in need of creative and artistic inspiration, you began taking short trips, Georgia. On one of these trips, you went to New Mexico. The landscape, colors, and spirit of New Mexico became the catalyst for the work that would end up making you a household name. Both of you continued cultivating your art while often living separately. Georgia, you found a creative home in New Mexico, while Alfred, you preferred New York. Although you would spend much of your time apart, it would not be until Alfred's death that you would move permanently to New Mexico. As often the case with creative and visionary people, both of you could be challenging and tempestuous. And though you continued to love each other, there were many other lovers as well, which caused heartbreak and bewilderment at times. However, you remained each other's creative muse and supporter until the very end, and encouraged each other to make some of the greatest works of art in the 20th century. Georgia, after Alfred's death, you continued to be committed to his artistic legacy. You donated his photographs to museums all over the world to ensure that his work was preserved, studied, and admired. In 2011, selected love letters between you two were edited and published by Sarah Greneau in a book titled My Faraway One. The artistic legacy both of you left behind is truly remarkable. Alfred, you have been highly praised for your contributions. Author and biographer Richard Whelan wrote about you, "Alfred Stieglitz is perhaps the most important figure in the history of visual arts in America." That is certainly not to say that he was the greatest artist America has ever produced. Rather, through his many roles as a photographer, as a discoverer and promoter of photographers and of artists in other media, as a publisher, patron, and collector, he had a greater impact on American art than any other person has had. And there is no doubt the impact that your muse and wife had on you. 8 of the 9 highest prices ever paid at auction for your photographs are images of Georgia O'Keeffe. Georgia, your home and studio in New Mexico was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1998, and you hold the record at $44.4 million in 2014 for the highest price paid for a painting by a woman. The relationship between the two of you still captivates us also. In 1991, PBS aired the American Playhouse production, A Marriage, Georgia O'Keeffe and Alfred Stieglitz, starring Jane Alexander as you, Georgia, and Christopher Plummer as you, Alfred. In 2009, Lifetime Television produced a biopic of you, Georgia, starring Joan Allen. In this film, Jeremy Irons starred as you, Alfred. Here's to you, Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe. The world is clearly a richer and more beautiful place because of your partnership. Few muses and makers have had such a significant impact on the world of art and culture, and your love story is a Valentine for the ages. Thanks for listening to this love letter to Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe. Until we meet again tomorrow, darlings, stay in love. Thanks for listening to Love Letters 2, a Hemlock Creatives production. Feel like showing some love to Love Letters 2? We'd love it if you tell a friend or leave us a kind review or even come and visit us on social media. You can find us at Instagram or Facebook at Love Letters 2 Podcast. You can also reach out and email us at loveletters2podcast@gmail.com or visit our website at loveletters2podcast.com. Until we meet again in the next episode, darlings, stay in love.